Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. The circular economy is a term that is bandied about a lot today, but it's basically a different way of saying we should be reducing, reusing, recycling and recovering. But for a more personal take on this concept, I'm joined today by Tracy Gilmore, the CEO of non-profit social enterprise Taking Care of Business. Welcome to the program, Tracy. TCB used to be known as the clothing bank, but I think that you've expanded quite a lot on your operations since then.
Yes, thank you. So TCB started in February 2010 when we realized there was a huge amount of surplus stock within the retail supply chain that could be used as a resource for unemployed South Africans to start businesses. So we now have three programs very much focused on circular economy. So we have Resell, Repair and Remake. And Resell, we equip unemployed moms to become successful clothing traders. So we run a two-year training program. And their businesses are fueled by donations we receive from the excess stock that we receive from our retail partners. On the repair side, we equip South Africans, women and men, to join this two-year program. And they are learning how to run appliance repairing and trading businesses. So they're also getting access to damaged, broken equipment that is actually easily repairable. And then on the remake side, we equip seamstresses who have basic sewing skills to run financially viable micro-manufacturing businesses. And we're accessing the pre-consumer fabrics within the supply chain as well. So it's amazing to see all this change happening and the support that we get.
Sounds like an incredible program, but to stay focused on the objects for the moment, these are things that would go to landfill with a negative impact on the environment.
Yes, so as TCB, we are preventing items from going to landfill. So for example, we're receiving like 2 million items a year that are now being repurposed and repaired. So it's really important for us to use waste as a resource because there is so much opportunity out there. You know, we've got to realize that we don't want to damage our planet. But there's a very much of a boundary that we've got to manage there. So we understand that households are at the core of our economy. So we want to provide on the social side. And there's a real opportunity in this industry, within the circular industry, to support people and the planet.
You were talking about your programs earlier. You're training people to make things, useful things, good things out of discarded items. But you also give them training on how to be entrepreneurs.
Yes, very much. So our program is very holistic. It's about creating this environment that's a safe space for people to heal, to learn and to grow. So we are training business skills, finance skills, do lots of coaching and mentoring. And we focus on our methodology called the A to B methodology. So it's about moving forward. And we obviously also do a lot of training around the environment and the circular economy so that we all become aware. Because often if we don't have this conversation, we don't know what's really happening in the industry, in that space.
And let's listen to a lady that is on your Remake program.
My name is Pamela. I'm with the Remake program at TCB. I'm proud to be making new fashion from fabric that is donated to TCB that would have ended up in a landfill. So now we repurpose the products that we get to get a new fashion out of it.
And clearly there, Pamela is aware of the fact that it's bad for the environment for this to go into landfill. Tell us about her and people like her that come into your program.
Yes, absolutely. So we obviously creating this environment where people build friendships. So everyone's got different strengths. So in the environment, you can be sharing your strengths. It's really hard to be creative if you're stuck in survival mode. So you've got to create an environment where people start to see opportunities and then the anxiety lowers and they start to respond to them. So when we're getting, for example, uniforms, we're thinking, oh my goodness, what do we do with all these uniforms? People are getting so creative and repurposing uniforms into like streetwear and different items. People will turn denim jeans into bags. So people are starting to be very creative and sharing their strengths with each other and understanding how to run a production line and how to cost. Costing is very important. And then accessing the market.
So a huge impact not only on the women and men and their communities and families, but also on our environment, the natural environment.
Yes, absolutely. It's creating so much awareness of it. because we don't actually know how much stock there is out there that ending up in landfills. Now we're consciously aware and we're thinking, right, how can we repurpose all of this, repair it, reuse it?
So tell me, what kind of donations do you need and how can people get things to you?
That's great. So we obviously, clothing is big, bedding, homeware items and appliances. So kettles, toasters, mostly small appliances are very nice because they get sold in the communities. We do get some big appliances and some of them we have to recycle. So we do have partners with recycling companies as well.
So me as an individual, I want to get something to you. How do I go about it?
So the easiest thing to do right now is to actually give us a call. But we have in Woolworths, if it's clothing, there are bins in Woolworths that do take back campaigns for us. So that's one option because that's maybe something easier than to come to Thornton.
Thanks there to Tracy Gilmore, CEO of Taking Care of Business. And if you want to find out more, please go to www.tcb.org.za. And that's it for this week from me, Glenys Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate. Yeah.